It's interesting reading your book because you give tips and advice that I've never ever read before in Adventure of a Lifetime. And when it comes to sort of seeing the world, one of the bits of guidance you give is asking people where they're going to go based on their weather, on the weather that they like. Why do you think that's important?
Well, I think the weather is very important because people's moods are completely shaped by the weather that they're facing. You know, so if you're in a sunny atmosphere, most of the times you're going to be happy. Whereas if it's raining all the time, like, you know, it is in Ireland at the moment, it's everyone kind of goes on a bit of a downer, you know. So yeah, I think the weather plays a lot in terms of, you know, what's going to happen with your holidays. And plus, if you're going on a holiday that is weather dependent, like if you're going skiing or if you're going power sailing or something, you know, the weather is fairly important. It's going to have a huge impact on what you're capable of doing and what you're not capable of doing.
So when you've travelled, has saving money been a primary driver for you to do it as cheaply as possible?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I kind of see it as a bit of a challenge as well. Me and one of my friends, we actually went backpacking around Europe in January there, and we set ourselves the challenge of having €200 a week to spend, which is obscene. Like it's a very little amount of money, particularly in Europe, where we were going to places like Denmark and Germany. It's a crazy amount of money to try and limit yourself to. But in a way, it shaped our whole trip, because each day we were kind of crunching the numbers and budgeting out and seeing, okay, well, what can we afford to spend today? What can we afford to do? And it was a challenge. And we both agreed, it actually made the whole experience better, because we had that extra challenge on top of, you know, just going to Spain and spending, you know, a grand on a week on stupid things. We actually, you know, gave ourselves a challenge and actually met that challenge. You know, we spent €200 every week and we didn't go over it.
So it becomes a bit of a game as well then.
Oh, it is, yeah. I think traveling is definitely a game, completely. Everything is, as I said, if you're trying to keep it as cheap as possible, that's a game. I was going to say, I thought it was my train of thought.
Well, you were talking about with your friend making a bit of a game to stick within your budget. I mean, let's talk first, though. You've decided where you want to go, but then you've got to book the flight. So what are the tried and tested things that you have found work for you in getting the cheapest possible flight?
Okay, so I found a couple of things. So the main thing to do with traveling and keeping flights very cheap is to be as flexible as possible. Flexibility is the key in keeping your flights as cheap as you can. So you want to be looking at mostly budget airlines. Budget airlines are all over the world now. They seem to be the way of the future. Legacy carriers are on their way out and budget airlines are on their way in. So a couple of points here I'll just knock off. The main things is times. So if you're looking at flights, generally only look between Tuesday and Wednesday for traveling out. They're generally the cheapest days to fly. And the mornings and the late evenings are the cheapest times within those days to fly. So if you start by looking at them, so generally pick Tuesday as your flight time and see if there's a 6 o'clock in the morning flight or if there's even earlier. Maybe sometimes it's five. Some airports are open at five now. And if that's not cheap, look to the very back end of the day. Start looking towards 9, 10, 11. The only thing to be careful with budget airlines is a lot of them aren't on price comparison websites. So you just have to be careful that some of them mightn't be appearing. So you might actually have to go to their each airline's individual website. But that can have a huge benefit, because sometimes the airlines have sales on their websites that won't necessarily be on the price comparison websites. So I'd usually start with the budget airlines and then work backwards from there. If you're trying to keep costs low in terms of flying, another thing to kind of think about is if you're using budget airlines, a lot of them don't fly into the main airports. So for instance, if you're flying into Paris, you might be looking at Charles de Gaulle, and that could be €200, and Beauvais could be 150. But by the time you factor in the cost of getting back to where you're supposed to be, which is Paris city centre from Beauvais, it's well over €200. So you have to be careful as well in terms of that. So budget airlines are generally the way to start, but you have to be extremely cautious with them, because what seems like a great deal at the forefront might necessarily be, because they have all these tricks. They do unbundling as well, where they'll give you the seat for pretty much nothing. But then every single thing bar that seat that you want to do will cost money. So if you want to check in at the airport, it's €40. If you want to get a snack on board, that's another, you know, €2. If you want to watch a flight, that's €5. So start with budget airlines, but just be very, very, very cautious.
Is it possible to fly around the world using budget airlines? And if it is that going to be cheaper than just getting a regular BA flight from London to, I don't know, Singapore, then on to New Zealand or something.
Yeah, it would be cheaper. The only thing is, you're going to have a lot of layovers because most of these budget airlines are only doing short haul. So if you're, you know, say if you were trying to get from London to Singapore, you might go through, say, Dubai with Fly Dubai, or you might go through Oslo with Norwegian. But then you could have, you know, five or six layovers just to get to Singapore, whereas it'd be air conveniently, it's just one flight. But I mean, if you really are committed to flying and seeing the world as cheaply as possible, these are just the things that you have to do. And as I said earlier, it's all about flexibility. The more flexible you are in terms of layovers, usually the more layovers you have, the cheaper the flight.